A word for you from Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Yes, this is a verse that is very common to us. You probably know it off by heart. And what it says after that. Because this verse is often used at the opening of churches, the opening of new ministries, because of the fact that those who begin the work want to be reminded that it is God's work. And so it should be that they use a verse like this. Unfortunately, after a time, it might slip and they begin to forget. And they begin to see other things and see themselves as being so critical in the ministry instead of looking at the Lord who builds the house. I read an article recently about a minister who said, "I resigned from the ministry today." And he went into detail how, after 10 years of ministry, he realized that nothing had been accomplished. And then he felt that the Lord was telling him to go and look at the plaque that was over the entrance to his office. And it said these very words, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain." And oh, it so convicted him. He said, "Lord, I have been building, I have been laboring, and it's been in vain. Lord, I come to you again, like I did at the beginning. Lord, I come to you to build, and I want to watch you do your work." That doesn't mean that we should be lazy. It's not an excuse for not laboring, but it means that our focus, our faith, is on the Lord who builds. All other building is in vain. Everything else is useless. It won't last. You might be able to build in a sense of having a good career, an expensive car, a good house, a nice family. But if the Lord is not at the center of it, all you are doing is in vain. And it will be burned up on the last day, because remember, the Bible says that our works will be tested by fire. You need to say, "Lord, I want to see your works. I want to see your gold and silver and precious stones building my house.